You are listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast. This is the place where content creators come to learn how to create profitable content that positions themselves as an authority and grows their online businesses. Get ready to take your content to a whole new level with your host, Kristen Poborski.
All right. I am so excited. It's Kristen Poborski here. And today I want to announce that I am starting up a brand new series where in my content, I'm going to be sharing AI prompts that are specifically for content creators. So if you don't know me already, I am a content creation expert. I've been creating content, since about 2012, so over a decade now. And boy, oh boy, I have seen things change way back when we got started. We only did written content, then we morphed into creating content that is video driven. And now with AI, everything's changed once again and for the better. So today I really want to share with you tips, my beginning tips, and all I'm going to be sharing in this series are, how I am using my AI myself and also for my clients and students to help them create more engaging content that helps to build and get more engagement across YouTube, my podcast, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok. I'm all about using AI to help me speed up the whole entire process and then take that content and be able to repurpose it. So today I'm really going to share my first big tip here, which is my number one key to creating content that is both unique and captures your voice. So you're probably wondering, how do I make my content sound like me, especially when I'm using AI to help me create it? And this is not about using AI to create a video or to write the whole thing. Today's video is the magic key to creating stuff that sounds like you and reflects your own voice and all of that. So we're diving into a really super cool trick here that a lot of people may or may not know about. Okay. So it's all about using AI, but not just anyway. I'm talking about this special secret that makes sure everything that you create is 100% original and captures your own special way of talking and thinking. And guess what? This trick does not involve anything, prompts or whatever. It's all about using your words. So I'm going to show you how I use transcripts to create things that I've already written and said to guide AI to help me create content. Okay. So basically when I start out the whole entire content creation process, I go into AI and I research my topic and my client or my ideal avatar who I want to attract. I dig up a whole bunch of ideas using AI. And then I sit down and I ask AI to create a script. Then the next step is I take it and I create a video. So what do I do with that video? I take that transcript. This is my secret. I take AI. I take this transcript. I use AI to create a transcript of anything that I've created, whether or not I put the video on YouTube or I use Loom or I use Zoom to create my content. I take that transcript and I use it to help me repurpose content in a bunch of different ways using some very, very simple prompts to help me just do this in a matter of minutes. So I love it because transcripts now, I used to have to pay for them, but now it seems like everybody has transcripts built right in. The one that doesn't is YouTube. So basically I use a AI plugin and it creates a transcript, which I just shoot right into ChatGPT. And then I use my prompts to help me create content. So I take that transcript, I create a blog post, a YouTube description, a podcast. I think I might have said blog posts. I think that was the first thing. Oh, I even write my emails using that transcript. So that way, excuse me, I bypass generic sounding content that doesn't sound like me. Excuse me. And it captures my voice because it's using the transcript of my voice to generate all this content. And then I go even a step further and I use that transcript to create social media posts as well. And the cool thing about using the transcript to do all of this, what used to take me hours upon hours and I would get writer's block and things like that, only takes me like 10 minutes for a single piece of content to repurpose it into multiple platforms and create all of my social media. And my secret weapon there is two of them. One is the transcript, and number two are the right prompts that take that transcript and repurpose it into all these different pieces. So if you are not using if you're not using transcripts right now to help you write your content and use it all across your marketing and your social media platforms, then you're missing out. So the reason why you want to do it this way versus just going, you know, the way you used to do it, or just focusing on some written content, is that when you do video content, it's easier to repurpose into a multitude of pieces of content. And I'm going to be going over that in my upcoming series. It's starting February 20th. And don't worry, if this is past the 20th of February, then you can still dive into my AI enhanced content accelerator series, where I'm teaching the 12X system, my transcript system, all the prompts, the plug and plays to A, create a content plan, to write the scripts, then to effortlessly repurpose your content into your YouTube channel and other places. And then finally, I will be following up with organic traffic secrets. So I'm going to teach how to use AI to optimize not only your blog posts, but your YouTube content and your YouTube channel. So if you want to join that, that link is right down below. Everything in this series is geared for beginners or anyone who really wants to get into the content game and that they know that's what they need to be or want to be doing to, you know, attract a wider audience and to create more engaging content that's going to be easily repurposed into a multitude of ways using AI. So I've got you covered in this series. And again, when you're done with this series, you're going to be super comfortable using AI as your trusty assistant, helping you to create engaging content that resonates with your audience. So if you want all of the prompts, I'm going to be putting the prompts, all of that little YouTube plugin, all of that, that's going to be sitting inside of the AI Enhanced 12X Content Creators Accelerator Series. So go down, grab that little link. And then for those of you who are just getting started out with creating content and want a little guide that where I walk you through how to make it unique, how to approach AI so you really feel comfortable, I've got the Content Creator's Guide to AI. So now I want to dive into some questions
that people are probably going to have now that you've listened to me talk about AI generated transcripts. So a lot of people really want to know, how accurate are those AI generated transcripts? I mean, they wonder, right? Because the reliability, you know, especially in terms of capturing every single word correctly and understanding different accents and dialects. Well, I can't answer for the different accents and dialects because my clients and myself, we're all using English. But what I can say is the while it's not perfect, it does pick up everything that you say. And then when you use AI with it, and you use ChatGPT prompts, the content comes out great. But you do need to pay attention to that and go through and edit the content that you're outputting, because I have noticed at times it can get off track if we're not paying attention. Or if in the prompt you copied something in from another prompt, then it's going to go down a whole nother track and misinterpret what you're asking it to do. But I'd have to say I've been doing this for over a year now, and I say these AI-generated transcripts, whether or not they're from Loom or YouTube or Zoom, they are the bomb, okay? They are great. And again, you got to just plop them right into ChatGPT, go through the prompts, get your outputs, but you always need to have that human touch to make sure that your output that you're getting is really along the lines of what the actual original transcript is, okay? So another question people have is, can AI handle multiple speakers and distinguish between them? So if you're doing, like, say, podcast interview, it doesn't really matter, because that content that you're using for social media and stuff like that, you're going to be using, just general, like, what did it cover, things like that. You don't really need a transcript that says, okay, Kristen said this, Todd said that, whatever. But when you're using some of these plugins, like I have a therapist who uses a plugin into Zoom so that he as a coach can use it to take notes. That one is specifically geared for capturing and identifying and separating the speech. Okay. So regular ChatGPT and most of the simple ones don't really do that, but for the purposes for creating content, it doesn't matter. But if you do want to do that, you're going to want to use a specific plugin. I think you have to pay for it, where you do get that, you know, who said what and sort of things like that. Okay. So the answer really is it doesn't in the basics, but you don't really need it for content creation and repurposing, all right? So the third and last question is, how quickly can AI produce a transcript? Well, it's pretty darn fast. So even faster, like when I use Loom, like I'm using right now to create this script, to create this piece of content, to record it, it'll pop up within a few minutes. Now, you do have to have the paid version of Loom, so it's pretty fast. The one I use in YouTube, which I'm going to be teaching inside of my AI-enhanced content creation series, is a little bit slower. And it depends, really, like if you've been talking and done an interview for an hour, it's going to take longer to generate that script, but I've noticed over the past few months that it's gotten faster and faster. So what used to take a lot longer, say like for a 10 minutes video or a 20 minute video, it's probably within 10 to 15 minutes, where I used to have to wait maybe an hour. So, you know, ChatGPT and this whole plugin and transcripting and things like that has come a long ways in the past year. And I notice also on Zoom, it's pretty fast as well. But again, I'm going to just give a caveat. If you've got a very long video or an interview or a coaching session, it may take longer than 10 to 15 minutes. So, but I do highly recommend that you start using that, especially if you're coaching your clients, right? If you're coaching clients, you could take that Zoom transcript and plop it right into ChatGPT, ask it to write a synopsis of what was covered and action items. I love it for that. So again, these are my tips. This is my number one AI hack that I have for creating engaging and unique content that is easily repurposed. That is, create a video, get a transcript, and put it into ChatGPT with the right prompts and use it to help you repurpose and create more content that you can push out everywhere. So that's it for today. Again, I want to remind you, my AI enhanced content creator series is coming up really soon. That link down below to join us is right there. And then if you want to get that content creator's guide to AI, that link is down below as well. So stay tuned, subscribe, like, because I'm going to be back again with another AI hack where I'm going to start sharing the behind the scenes hacks or actually prompts. I'm going to be talking to you about the specific prompts and processes that I go through to help me create AI enhanced content that is unique and engaging for my audience.
You've been listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, where content creators go to learn how to take their content creation to the next level. If you love the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time.